This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
All right, welcome back to it. You know, all politics is local. And people run for different reasons. Sometimes it's personal more than others. Sometimes it's a sense of duty. I mean, it depends. Motivation comes from different places for people to get involved in politics. And in today's day and age, it would take some specific motivation for a lot of people to even consider such a thing. My next guest, Clarissa Trevino, running for the Michigan State Representative position in Eaton County, and has an interesting story to say. List. Clarissa, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve, so much for having me on the show. I really do appreciate it.
Well, do tell me. I mean, your motivation may be different. You say that one of the trials that you have faced has made you the strongest. So do share a bit of that story, if you would, please.
Yes. So I believe in trials and tribulations, and I believe that God puts us through certain things to make us stronger and to really be a shed a light on our small space of the world. And so there's actually a few reasons why I'm running, but one of the biggest has to do with a major loss, and that was of my daughter. In 2016, we found out that I was pregnant after having some complications. And unfortunately, I had complications through the pregnancy, and I lost her at 5 months. And in that moment when, I mean, my world fell apart, I knew that life was just entirely too short. And, you know, if there was anything that I could do to make my part of the world a better place, I definitely wanted to do that.
So you decided to get involved with politics and change the world. At least trying to change the things that you could change. Now, when you are there, obviously this is a motivational factor for you, but when you're there, politics is local, as people say. It all starts locally, so you're starting at a grassroots level. What are the things that you think, what do you think is the motivating factor for the voters in your area? I mean, your area is a mix of rural and some small towns, right? I mean, you've got people there. It's the type of area that, you know, ended up propelling Donald Trump into the presidency, right? I mean, what are the motivators today? Because you would, listening to the national media, you would be led to believe that the Trump voters really don't have the support there anymore. I don't believe that's true at all. I think that the support, the movement that led Donald Trump to the White House continues and is alive and well today. Is that true, Clarissa?
I absolutely believe so. And that's the reason why I honestly believe that now is the time for me to get involved. Because, of course, we know President Donald Trump had no previous political experience. He was just a brilliant business mind. And although I will not put myself in the same category, I believe people are looking for a change within our government, for people to really not be about special interests, but actually have common interests at heart, which is what motivates Eaton County, because we all have families we want to take care of. We all have those common denominators. So we're really looking for somebody that represents us.
All right, so let me ask you this. You look at Eaton County. Eaton County, Michigan, absolutely, is a microcosm of counties all over this country. It's like a lot of counties, mm-hmm, in Indiana and Ohio and West Virginia and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. But those places, by the way, that changed the world in November of 2016, because it was little towns in places like Eaton County, Michigan, that exist in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Ohio that pushed President Trump to 306 electoral votes. I think the power that you have there is important, because I think there are a lot of people in Eaton County that don't talk openly about their politics a lot, but will go out and vote because they know what they believe, correct?
Absolutely. That's very true, especially with our conservative Republicans. They know what they want. And I honestly, it's amazing to see some of these people who are motivated and are active in the community, just getting out there and making sure that they're expressing that to other people and getting people educated, which is very important.
What are the priorities to the people you talk to? I know in a local race like you're running, that's a microcosm for races all over this state, that you do a, mm-hmm, lot of walking and talking and knocking on doors, and it's almost parade season, so you'll be walking a lot of parades. Get ready for that. You'll be very excited. but it's true. You'll be a parade goer and an attendee. But what are the priorities? When you knock on somebody's door and they open the door, whether they're you know, 26 or 62. What do you hear?
Well, I believe everybody at this point is saying the same things. They want to ensure that we're keeping jobs here in Michigan, which is absolutely important. We want to make sure that we're able to take care of our families. They're also worried about education and what specifically is going on with the educational system and how we're able to make it better or give them the proper choices that they want to be able to offer their child. I've talked to a lot of small business owners, and there's a lot of red tape that we absolutely need to take down because we want small business owners to be successful because they're the backbone of what we do here in Michigan, and I'm proud to say that. There's, of course, been some stuff about taxes as far as property taxes, not raising those, infrastructures. The roads absolutely need to be fixed. It's ridiculous that I can't go down the street without hitting at least one pothole. So those have been some of the things that when I knock on doors and we start having that conversation, it's absolutely been at the forefront of what we've been talking about.
And I think that's probably a pretty good answer for all sorts of places around this state and other states here in the upper Midwest. I agree with that. Taxes, small businesses, what are you doing? What's going on with our education system? Protect jobs and families. I think that's the thread that runs through a lot of us, and I think that's the thread that still has the establishment in Washington shocked because they didn't realize that we've had enough, that we were fed up, we wanted something different, and we're going to continue to fight for it. Clarissa, I'll give you the last word.
Absolutely. Thank you. I really do appreciate it again. Thank you for having me on the show. Please, if anybody is interested, if you go to clarissafrommichigan.com, there's definitely more information about me and my story. And if you want to get involved with the campaign or if you want to donate, I know typically candidates will ask for $100. Once you get on the website and you see my story, you'll understand why I ask for $17. Because I understand you're working. I know that $100 could be a lot, but with $17, I can definitely make this campaign go all the way.
All right,
so
Clarissa.
Thank you again for having me on the show.
Greatly appreciate it. Good study of what's happening at the grassroots level in Michigan. Greatly appreciate you stopping in. It's 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.